Since the launch of online sports wagering in New York about a year ago, the state has brought in hundreds of millions of dollars in new tax revenue, and there's no sign that mobile sports betting will become less popular in the future. But this good news is not without its darker side, as some of New York's windfall is from people who are gambling more than they can afford to, or entering into this digital frontier without fully understanding what they're getting into. To discuss potentially predatory behaviors and consider how they can be reined in, we're joined on the Capitol Press Room by State Senator Pete Harcum, a Westchester County Democrat, who has introduced legislation directing the state to issue rules and regulations more strictly governing the use of bonuses from mobile sports betting operators. Welcome back to the show, Senator.
Thank you. Always great to be here.
So how did this issue first grab your attention? Are you a sports gambler who noticed some of the different bonuses available to purveyors of these websites?
No, there were two factors. One, as someone who chairs a committee on alcoholism and substance abuse, this falls under the OASIS umbrella, as we've seen a 46% year-over-year uptick in calls to the problem gaming hotline. But really, as a consumer of sports, just to be consistently bombarded on a minute-by-minute basis with $1,000 in free bets, $1,000 in free bets, match your first bet. It appealed to me that these were beginning to almost be predatory. And as we did some of our research, you know, we found that in New Jersey, a study by the New Jersey Council on Compulsive Gambling of gamers found that 30% of gamers in New Jersey were heavily influenced by these personal incentives. In Great Britain, a study showed that a full third of gamblers were influenced to make a gambling expenditure that they had not planned, which is why in England, they don't allow these sort of incentives to be advertised during sporting events. And in Canada, they're banned entirely. So it's really from a harm reduction perspective. Gambling does the same thing in the brain as alcohol and drugs do. And so we don't allow free marijuana in the cannabis retail shops. We don't allow free six packs of beers in the package store. And so we've got to look at and start the conversation around these quote unquote free incentives in the gaming world. During the Super Bowl, Attorney General Tish James issued a rather strong statement warning folks about the misleading ads that folks thought they were getting a free $1,000, and yet there were strings and consequences for these actions. So, you know, we've introduced legislation, but really what we want to do is start the conversation with all the stakeholders about what's appropriate.
Well, what is the difference between a predatory bonus that's taking advantage of people, essentially offering them one thing that isn't really what the customer anticipates that they're getting, versus a bonus that is on its face a fair deal and easily understandable? Is there a clear line? Because I have to imagine that there's a different amount of sophistication of some mobile sports wagering bettors.
Well, I think that is the key question. Is there a line that is acceptable, that is not predatory, that is just perhaps creative marketing, or are all of these practices predatory, which is, for instance, why Great Britain doesn't allow them during sporting events. Canada has banned them. And I'm not saying that's the absolute path we need to take, but we need to bring stakeholders together to have these conversations when we see studies showing that folks have been strongly influenced by these and may not fully understand the consequences.
So your bill, it's not super lengthy, so I'm comfortable reading basically the new paragraph of law that it adds. And it says, you know, to promulgate rules and regulations regarding predatory sportsbook bonuses and mobile sports betting, including but not limited to deposit matching, risk-free betting, free money, free bets, site credits, and profit boosts. So a lot of these things are areas where there's not a ton of transparency. Do you think it's important for the consumer to have a better understanding of what's actually going on behind the scenes here, because take a profits boost, for example. That's essentially an instance where a person might have a chance to earn 25% more than they normally would have on a bet, but they might not understand that the reason they're getting a profit boost is because the casino or the sportsbook operator has figured out a way that this will not necessarily be worth it for you in the end. So does transparency need to be part of this conversation?
Transparency is the heart of this. At the end of the day, the house always wins. That's a rule. And when someone thinks they're getting a risk-free $1,000 bet, they still have to deposit their own $1,000 into their account. And if that bet goes south, sure, they don't lose the money on that bet, but the money is in the account and it's got to be used on another bet. You know, there are a lot of transparency issues that need to be discussed, consumer protection issues that need to be discussed, and at what line is something predatory versus simply creative or aggressive marketing.
Well, for listeners just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're talking with State Senator Pete Harcum, who's introduced legislation directing the state to issue rules and regulations that could more strictly govern the use of bonuses and other enticements from mobile sports betting operators, which may be prompting New Yorkers to enter this digital frontier without fully understanding what they're getting into. It's possible, though, if you are successful in this effort of implementing more consumer protections, that we will have fewer New Yorkers taking advantage of them, which could likely mean less money into these gambling operators, who then might say, our business model is predicated on these different items being successful and bringing in a certain amount of new players and new revenue. And without it, this model in New York doesn't work, so maybe we're going to need a lower tax rate to keep operating in New York. Is that something that you're willing to entertain? Are you willing to go down that road potentially?
I think, honestly, that that's a false equivalency, saying that because we're looking at a few predatory practices, then the whole model gets turned on its ear and put at risk. I supported mobile sports betting in New York. You know, adults of free mind can make the choices that they make. Same with marijuana, same with alcohol. And the tax revenue is a good thing. But that doesn't mean every single penny versus people's well-being and their livelihood. So I think there's a middle ground here where we're not risking their financial model. But on the other hand, we're not risking people's livelihoods and well-being with predatory marketing practices.
Well, in New York, one of the major contributors to this huge haul of money, more than $500 million into the state's coffers already, is the almost surprise hit that these same game parlay bets have been, essentially letting people make multiple bets at once and stringing them together for a bigger payout than one individual bet. But these bets and their odds don't necessarily pay out as much as the gamblers with maybe low level of information might think that they're really getting, considered the different stakes and different things they need to do. So if that is an area that regulators target, there definitely would be a drop in revenue since they have been such a big moneymaker. So doesn't that mean then we are making a trade-off? If we do decide we want to protect people from themselves from making uninformed bets?
We're not telling people not to gamble. But what we want are people to be able to wager in an educated manner and to know what the odds are and to know what their consumer protections are and to know what the fine print in a marketing inducement of a free bet actually is. So this is about having a safe mobile sports betting experience in the state of New York. And I think we can do it where we will continue to return excellent tax revenues to the coffers of New York State. And we can protect New York gamers from practices that may be pushing the bounds beyond good marketing.
You mentioned kind of the background that led you to be looking into this space, in addition to being a sports fan and seeing the ads, the fact that you chair a committee that's so involved with the Office of Addiction Services and Supports, which is responsible for doing some of the outreach to people with problem gambling. We also have in the Senate, though, a committee on racing, wagering, and gaming. Do you feel like that committee is in a place where it should be thinking about these types of consumer protections, or do you feel like it's primarily about increasing gambling revenue and increasing gambling opportunities, and it's kind of a contradiction for that committee to be focused on both sides, and thus it
No,
falls to you?
I think Senator Addabbo has done a fabulous job. We work very well collaboratively. There are a number of protections in the online gaming bill. There's also revenue streams dedicated to treatment. And Senator Addabbo and I will continue these conversations. We're going to bring all the stakeholders in. This won't be done in a vacuum. And I think Senator Addabbo has just done a fabulous job. Just as any piece of legislation in New York or any jurisdiction gets changed and edited over time, I think this is just part of that process as new data comes in. But I think they have done a very good job of putting together a holistic program. But now we need to ask some questions of the industry about some of the marketing practices that they're using to drive their revenue.
You and I are speaking on Monday, December 5th. Your bill got introduced November 30th, so less than a week ago. In that time frame, have you heard from any of the operators in this space already, either to say, yeah, this is a really workable bill, or, oh my God, you can't do this to us? Any feedback?
No, I've not from the operators, but we will in the new year. This is a time of year where we submit new legislation for next year. Starting early next year, we'll reach out to the operators. We'll reach out to the Attorney General. We'll reach out to the Council on Problem Gambling. We'll bring all the stakeholders in for folks to weigh in. And I look forward to a robust conversation because it really is a complex set of issues, and it's not one that we just want to have a knee-jerk reaction to.
And finally, with the Super Bowl about 2 months away, do you think 8-1 would be good odds to put on the Buffalo Bills to win, or would you wait until there were longer odds before you cast a bet on New York's only team that plays in the state?
Well, as a Cowboy fan,
Oh
I
my
have to
gosh, a
say about
Cowboy fan.
that.
Oh, this is the kind of late bombshell that comes out after an election. This was never come out in October. A Cowboy fan.
It's a genetic defect. I was born there, so it's one of the holdovers of my youth.
Well, nobody's perfect. Well, we've been speaking with State Senator Pete Harkin. He is a Westchester County Democrat, although he hails apparently from the Lone Star State. Senator Harkin, thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here. Thanks for talking about this.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.